Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the consolidated financial results of PKN Orlen for the third quarter 2009 conference call. At this time, all participants are in listen-only mode until we conduct a question-and-answer session, and instructions will be given at that time. If anyone should require assistance during the conference, press star then zero on your telephone. And just to remind you, this conference call is being recorded. I would now like to hand over to the chairperson, Konrad Włodarczyk, Manager Investor Relations. Please begin your meeting, and I will be standing by.
Thank you. Good morning, everybody. I would like to welcome all of you at PKN Orlen's third quarter financial results presentation. The speaker for today's presentation is Mr. Sławomir Jędrzejczyk, CFO. And I would like to apologize, but this time Mr. Krawiec, CEO of our company, won't be able to take part in the conference call due to unexpected urgent assignments. And following the presentation, we will open the floor for the Q&A session, and our entire call will last about 1 hour. Usually, Dariusz Grembos, Head of IR Investor Relations Department, moderated this call. However, due to the illness, he won't be able to attend. My name is Konrad Włodarczyk. I am the manager in the Investor Relations Department, and I will be happy to assist you during the call. Without any further delay, I give the floor to Mr. Sławomir Jędrzejczyk, CFO.
Good morning, everyone. In the third quarter, we achieved net profit exceeded 900 million. Our operating profit amounted to 423 million, but what's very important, our EBIT according to LIFO is positive, exceeded 100 million, and that was achieved mainly due to the fact that crude oil throughput was almost full capacity utilization, averaged 98%, and that was due to the increase of production in Unipetrol and Orlen Lietuva as compared to the second quarter this year. And we achieved a substantial increase in the sale, of the refinery products as well as retail business. Retail exceeded 7% increase quarter on quarter and 6% increase year on year. And what's very important, those good results were achieved in a very difficult macro environment. So on the slide number 4, we are presenting the main factors. As you can see, crude oil price increases slightly quarter on quarter, and the petchem margin as well from the bottom of €500 per ton in the third quarter this year, it exceeded €600 per ton, but this is still far away from almost €800 per ton, which was noted last year. But of course, the main negative impact is the refinery margin and Urals-Brent spread. As you can see on this slide, basically the sum of the refinery margin and Urals-Brent spread decreased by more than $6 per barrel. So assuming that we are processing 50 million barrels per quarter, basically you may say that we lost $300 million this quarter. Of course, the zloty weakening, so this impact was partially offset by weak zloty, but still the amount is very significant. So that's why our focus, as we always indicated, is to achieve our operational targets. And on that slide number 5, we are presenting the main items we are focusing on. First of all, the sale. So we are increasing our market share basically in retail and refinery business. So retail business improved by 7% quarter on quarter, as I said, and refinery business exceeded 12% quarter on quarter in terms of volumes sold. If you look into the petchem business, fertilizer business suffered a little bit in the first quarter, but if we exclude fertilizers, basically petchem volumes improved quarter on quarter and exceeded 8% as compared to last year. Of course, as we always repeated, we optimized our CapEx, but still we continue our key investments. So the XPTA project, as well as hydrodesulfurization of diesel and hydrogen units, is according to the schedule. So we confirm that the XPTA project will be concluded in the fourth quarter next year, and hydro desulfurization of diesel will be concluded first half of next year. So just to give you some numbers as regards to PTA, we spent almost 1.5 billion Polish zlotys this year till the end of September, and the outlook for the full year will be roughly 1.7 capex booked for PTA project. And the last item on this slide, of course, cash flow generation is our key priority, so we confirm our capex optimization, almost 1 billion additional cash generated due to the reduction of capex as compared to our previous budget exercise. Our OPEX reduction will exceed 500 million zlotys as we indicated at the beginning of this year as compared to the budget. And you may say that after three quarters, basically, we achieved our targets. And working capital, still we'll discuss this item probably because in the first quarter you observed some negative trend, but still for the full year we absolutely confirm that the working capital impact on our cash flow generation will be positive for the full year. On the next slide we are presenting more details numbers from the financial point of view. So on slide number 7, this is just confirmed that we are very proud that EBIT in LIFO is finally positive because, as you know, the first two quarters this year were negative, so almost more than 100 million positive EBIT in LIFO. Of course, crude oil price improved, so LIFO effect is positive, more than 300 million zlotys, and we have very positive impact of foreign exchange differences, more than 700 million zlotys. But it's very important to say that almost 400 million out of these 700 is due to revaluation of our debt position, but almost 300 Polish zlotys is based, more than 300 Polish zlotys is a positive impact of the payments for the crude oil purchase in June. So as you probably remember, our liabilities at the end of June were very, very high, and the payments, actual payments were made in July and August. So generally we recorded very positive foreign exchange differences. So as a result, our net profit amounted almost to 1 billion Polish zlotys, and cumulatively our net profit for the full year, for the first three quarters this year, exceeds 1 billion Polish zlotys. On the next slide, slide number 8, we are presenting our cash flow situation. And as I said, there is a negative impact of working capital in the first quarter, almost minus 2 billion and 200 million Polish zlotys. And this is basically due to a few factors. First of all, there were one-off payments, as described in August during our last quarterly call. That was the payment for Agrofert and payment for obligatory stock, and this exceeded 1 billion Polish zlotys. But at the same time, in the first quarter, the crude oil throughput was very high, and that's why the stock for crude oil at the end of June was higher, and we increased our working capital in the first quarter due to the increase of the sale production and sale activity. And at the same time, there were shutdowns of our two units, which is hydrocracker and the sulfurization of residue units. So altogether, we increased our working capital by more than 1 billion as well. But if you look into the cumulative three quarters, you can see that working capital has a negative impact on our cash flow from operations of 700 million. But I would like to just confirm that as regards the full year, working capital change will have a positive impact on the cash flow from operations. So this is just to prove that first quarter was absolutely extraordinary. And I would like to confirm again our key target for this year. That means that cash flow from operation will be higher than cash flow from investment. So finally, I would just to conclude this item that you may expect a positive cash flow in the fourth quarter. As regards CAPEX, maybe one more comment on this. In the first quarter, you can see that cash flow from operation is close to 400 million, and that was due to the fact as well that we received a second installment of the dividend from Polkomtel of 230 million Polish zlotys. So cash flow from investment without this dividend was higher than presented on this slide. As regards the CAPEX, as we indicated before, the peak of the CAPEX cycle is behind us. Cumulatively, in the first three quarters, we spent 2.8 billion Polish zlotys, out of which 65% is basically petchem business, 25% is refinery business, and the remaining amount is retail. So you may say that 1.8 billion out of this 2.8 billion is petchem business, and in this amount, basically 1.5 is PTA project. As regards our debt position, increased slightly by 400 million zlotys in the third quarter, but as I said, this is due to the negative cash flow from operation, as negative cash flow from investment, but at the same time there was a revaluation of our net debt position due to strengthening of Polish zlotys of almost 1 billion Polish zlotys. So on the next slide, we are presenting our debt position, slide number 9. So you may say that basically the Polish zloty came back to the levels of end of the year. So as regards Polish zloty versus euro and Polish zloty versus dollar, so as a result, probably you remember that in the first quarter this year, we revalued our net debt position by almost 2 billion Polish zlotys. And then in the second quarter, we reduced this by 1 billion. And in the third quarter, we reduced net debt position due to revaluation of additional 1 billion. So you may say that net effect of this year from the revaluation of debt position is almost zero. And of course, our debt position is more or less the same, 80%, more than 80% is euro and US dollar. We don't have still refinancing issues. More than 70% of our debt is basically long-term debt, which is due in 2012 and onwards. We have some short-term debt, but those are basically overdrafts, which are used for working capital purposes, and we don't see any reason that those overdrafts will not be renewed. On the next slide, slide number 10, we are presenting our volumes achievements, and absolutely that was a very good quarter, almost 10% increase quarter on quarter from the sales perspective, especially in refinery business, which exceeded 12% quarter on quarter. Very good numbers in retail, 7% increase, and that was basically in all the markets. The consumption, as we know, the consumption, especially in Poland and Germany, is still very positive, whereas in Czech Republic and Lithuania, we observe still some pressure on the consumption. As regards petchem, if we exclude fertilizer business, the petchem is almost slightly above the second quarter and 8% higher than last year. On the next slide, slide number 11, we present our production utilization. So very good quarter, almost full capacity utilization on an average basis. Of course, the second quarter this year was destroyed a little bit by the shutdowns in Unipetrol and Orlen Lietuva. So the third quarter was affected by shutdowns in PKN Orlen basically, but not from the crude throughput perspective, but from the product slate perspective. As you probably noticed, you can see this in the supporting slides, our fuel yields dropped in PKN Orlen, but that was basically due to the fact that we had shutdowns of our hydrodesulfurization of residue unit and hydrocracker. And our target for fourth quarter this year is basically no plant big shutdowns for the fourth quarter. So fourth quarter, of course, we can see some pressure from the market perspective, especially on Orlen Lietuva, but generally from our internal targets, we don't plan any shutdowns. On the slide number 12, we present the breakdown of EBIT by segment. And of course, the refinery in LIFO is negative. It's very difficult to expect that in this environment with such a negative or very low Brent Euro spread and very low margin to generate very positive results in refinery, according to LIFO. But crude oil price increasing helps us, as you can see, positive LIFO effect, and altogether refinery reported numbers for the three quarters is almost 800 million Polish zlotys. Record high numbers in retail, more than 360 million Polish zlotys, that's a very positive information, I believe. And to be honest, we improved in each of the category in the retail business. That means we improved in the volumes, in the non-fuel margin, in the fuel margin, as well as cost reduction. So basically, this proved our very good marketing and rebranding strategy. And what's very important, I believe, we continued the optimization of our network. So year on year, we reduced our network by 80 stations. So those increases were achieved despite the fact that the number of stations dropped. And corporate functions, as you can see, that was our promise to the market to optimize corporate functions, which is visible in the third quarter as compared to the second quarter. Of course, if you look into the cumulative number, you can see some increase, but there are one-offs. Basically, in 2008, there was one case we won, this year we lost, basically. So altogether, if you exclude one-off items, corporate functions are more or less on the same level. On the next slide, slide number 13, we are presenting the waterfall of our EBIT change. So very, very negative impact of the macro environment, especially margins, more than 300 million, and Brent Euro spread more than 200 million. But that was offset by inventory revaluation. So macro environment and inventory valuation basically net off. And we saw some pressure on the volume, so we lost almost 200 million from the volumes perspective year on year. But we managed to offset this partially by very good retail business and successful realization of our savings programs of more than 100 million. If you look into this change, the change is negative of almost 90 million Polish zlotys. And if you look into the particular companies, I can just comment that PKN Orlen was a positive of more than 80 million zlotys, whereas Orlen Lietuva and Unipetrol were negative of almost 80 million zlotys each. So altogether, you might say that this change in EBIT was positive from PKN, negative from Orlen and Unipetrol, and basically all other subsidiaries netted off. So from the financial results for the first quarter, that's basically this. On the next slide, we are presenting our view for the next quarter. So on slide number 15, the macro environment, as we all know, the macro is still very tough. We observe slight increase in the crude oil, so that may have positive impact from the revaluation of inventory perspective. From the refinery margin and Urals Brent spread, basically, is still on the same very low level. So from one perspective, this is negative, but looking positively into this situation, that's clearly visible that we are reaching the bottom. So there is not much downside in those margins and Brent Urals spread. The key question is how long the situation is going to last. And petchem business, we see the continuation of the positive trend, so that was 600 euro per ton in the third quarter. As you can see, so far it's almost 650 euro per ton. And zloty behavior is very, very important for our company. As we know, in the last few days we observed a very positive trend of strengthening the Polish zloty. So, of course, the numbers we are presenting in this slide are based on November the 5th. So currently, as we know, the zloty against euro is much below 4.2. So on the next slide, slide number 16, we confirm our target to reduce our debt position. So we continue our key projects in this area. As regards obligatory inventories, we believe that this new act will be further processed. So the assumptions to the new act is in the final process of approval by Ministry of Economy. So once this is approved, there will be a kind of circulation among other ministries. So it's difficult to, of course, definitely say when we can expect the new resolution to be in place, but at least we are absolutely supporting this and we are involved in the consultation process. As regards the anvil, as we promised to the market, we received the first offer for anvil. The offers were satisfactory for us and we decided to create a short list. So we selected three companies and we expect during the next week due diligence processes and to receive the final offers. And the beginning of the next year will be the negotiation with the companies which present the final offers. As regards Polkomtel, this project is progressing as well. In November, the information for investors should be prepared. As regards the decision, which scenario, sales scenario is finally taken by us, will be made by the end of the year. Still, we are in the process of consultation with other shareholders. And on the next slide, the last slide, this is just confirm our key target. Of course, we promised to deliver more than 2 billion Polish zlotys of additional cash flow in 2009. And we absolutely confirm that CAPEX will be close to 1 billion. So we confirm the CAPEX outlook for 2009 between 3.5 and 4 billion Polish zlotys. OPEX, as I said at the beginning, basically we exceeded our target after three quarters. So basically we deliver more than 500 million Polish zlotys in this respect. And as regards working capital, of course, we indicated here more than 500 million Polish zlotys, because of course from the optimization of inventories and change of payment conditions, we are going to deliver more than 300 million Polish zlotys, and we are working at the same time on a few projects that will structurally improve the balance sheet structure. This is just to name the instruments like factoring, selling of obligatory reserve according to the current regulations, for example. So to summarize our presentation, I believe that good results in a very difficult environment, very good retail, reasonable well Petchem, finally positive results from Petchem, and of course refinery business under pressure from the macro environment. So that's all from my side. Thank you very much, and we are ready to take the questions.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, if you do have a question at this time, please press star followed by one on your telephone keypad to register a question and the hash or pound key to cancel. I repeat, that's star one on your telephone to register a question and the hash or pound key to cancel. Our first question comes from the line of Thomas Adol. Please go ahead with your question, announcing your company and location.
Hey gentlemen, this is Thomas Adol from UBS calling. I have four questions if I may. Firstly, on retail, obviously this quarter's been very strong. I was just wondering how sustainable this is, especially into the fourth quarter. Now, my understanding is obviously Germany has benefited from this cash flow bunker that has now passed. So what do you see in terms of volumes and margins in the fourth quarter? Second question is, assuming the condition so far in fourth quarter remains for the rest of the year, in terms of refining earnings quarter to quarter, what do you see on a FIFO basis? And the third question is, are you going to undertake an impairment test on your assets in Q4? Thank you.
So as regards the retail, of course, we achieved record high numbers, and the first quarter usually is the best quarter for retail, as you probably remember from last year. So we observe some pressure on the volumes, especially in November, because October was still relatively good. We don't see very much pressure on the margins. So, of course, I would say that retail should be good in the fourth quarter, not as good as the third quarter. So, no, I would say normal cycle throughout the year. As regards the first quarter impairment test, of course, that we include this statement each quarter, basically. So each quarter we are, according to international accounting standards, we are looking into our assets and we try to figure out whether there is any potential for impairment. So in the second quarter, in the first quarter, we did not observe any such necessity. Similar exercise will be done at the end of the year. So from my perspective, it's difficult to say at this stage what kind of impairment we can expect, but I would not assume at this stage of any significant impairment. As regards the second question, could you repeat, because I probably did not understand.
Yeah, basically my question was in regarding that, assuming quarter to date, so i.e. November, October, November, the conditions you have seen in refining, assuming that to remain constant over the balance of the year, and take into account the potential inventory gain you will book in 4Q, how would the refining earnings compare quarter on quarter? The reason why I'm asking you is this, because it looks like the disposal of Anwil is unlikely to be completed in the fourth quarter. It looks like Holcomtel is also unlikely to see any, unlikely to see any cash flow from Holcomtel. So I'm trying to just kind of calculate whether you'll be able to meet your covenant ratios when the next review of the whole year audited results.
Okay, so as regards the refinery the margins and Euro versus Brent, so basically it's at the same level as third quarter. So you may say that in refinery business, the macro environment is at the same level. From the crude oil throughput, we see some pressure on the Orlen Lietuva, so we may expect a little bit worsening of the crude throughput in Orlen Lietuva. But as I said, in the first quarter in PKN, there was a shutdown of hydrocracker and hydrodesulfurization of residue units. So as a result, our fuel yield dropped. So basically, I believe that we may assume that the fourth quarter will be more or less similar to the first quarter from the refinery business, so far, of course. And as regards the covenant, as I said, there was an extraordinary drop in working capital in the first quarter. So our full-year target is absolutely positive impact of working capital for our cash flow from operation. So you may expect net debt reduction from the improvement of working capital by the end of the year. So we have all the tools initiated so that we absolutely don't breach covenant at the end of the year. This is our target, and assuming the current environment remains, I don't see any reason why we should breach the covenants.
Just on working capital again, I mean, you say working capital should be around in positive territory. That basically means, a huge working capital contribution in the fourth quarter of almost a billion, if you will.
Yes, as I said, first of all, the first quarter was extraordinary because we built excessive inventory due to those shutdowns and the sale was higher. So we expect the drop of working capital due to those facts. And at the same time, we initiated a few actions that will reduce the working capital at the end of the year as well. I named two, like factoring or selling the inventory, obligatory part of the obligatory inventory. At the same time, we are working on delaying the payment for crude oil, for example. So we have a few initiatives. It's too early to say definitely, but you may expect absolutely positive impact of working capital so that we don't breach our covenants.
Okay, thank you very much.
The next question comes from the line of Robert Raffi. Please go ahead with your question, announcing your company and location.
Yes, good morning. Robert Raffi from UniCredit. I have only one question on refining. It's more structural. As far as I can see, the major problem is in your non-Polish refining business, and Mažeiku and Unipetrol both continue to be loss-making, quite substantial loss-making and problematic. And I'm just wondering if you have any sort of upside for these assets, either through investment or through additional restructuring or cost-saving, because obviously, I mean, even at current macro, I mean, good refineries should be more or less breaking even at least. That's it. Thank you.
So, of course, this is a very valid question. On the supporting slide number 27 and 28, we present some information regarding Orlen Lietuva and Unipetrol. And, of course, if you look into the results, those are Orlen Lietuva results, so those are not contributive. Our contributive results are slightly worse due to the fact that depreciation is higher for consolidation purposes because of the step-up we did during the acquisition. But if you look into just the numbers presented, so this is true. If you look into the EBIT in LIFO for the first three quarters, this is minus $70 million. But as regards the EBIT reported, is, you might say, break-even. This is 11 plus million dollars. So I would not say that this is very, very strong negative number, but it's true that Mažeiki Nafta contributes negatively to our results at this stage. At the bottom of this slide, we have a lot of operational initiatives we absolutely implemented in Orlen Lietuva. So you can see that we plan to have a reduction of employees of 13%, basically, 12% reduction in the OPEX side, absolutely optimization of the CAPEX spending, so this will be less than $100 million in the full year 2009. Cash flow from operation is higher than the CAPEX spend. So you may say that from operational perspective, we implemented really very, very tough initiatives, and we are successful in those. And of course, we know that there are three structural problems in Orlen Lietuva. So if you look into the upsides, basically we have three upsides. One is macro environment, but this is a kind of normal upside we can expect. Baltic countries behave, GDP is very negative in Baltic countries. But we have two items we are still working on. Of course, those are not items we can finalize within the next few weeks or maybe even a few months. We need to absolutely decrease the logistic cost of our products and the logistic cost of delivery of crude oil. So those are well-known initiatives. I don't have any new information which I can provide still today, but if you look into the upside, basically this is, apart from the operational activities, those are two main elements we are still working on. As regards Unipetrol, basically it's a very similar case. Of course, Unipetrol is suffered in the first half of 2009 due to the petchem macro environment, but generally in Unipetrol we implemented very similar operational programs as in Orlen Lietuva, very successful programs I would say, but still the macro is absolutely key, and the refinery margin, Ural Brent spread, behaved negatively to Unipetrol.
Just two follow-up questions. First on the hydrocracker in Lithuania, as I understand, that project is on hold. I'm just wondering if it's completely off or you still consider doing that at a later stage. And the other question is regarding the Czech Karpinek. Just wondering if you will look at the additional stake in Czech Karpinek if it's offered at the right price.
So, as regards hydrocracker in Orlen Lietuva, you may say that at this stage it's completely off. So, once the economy recovers and our financial situation improves, of course, we'll look into all the projects on the waiting list, and we will continue the project only with the highest return. So, it's difficult to say at this stage. We basically will do the update of the business case and we'll see what potential returns we may get from this hydrocracker case. As regards Czeska Rafinerska, of course, I can just confirm that if the price is satisfactory and the shell is willing to sell, we are ready to increase our stake in Czeska Rafinerska. So far, of course, we don't have any official proposal from the shell, and we don't see a kind of... And the question is about the price, as I said. So this is an open case.
Thank you very much.
The next question comes from the line of Thomas Letzer. Please go ahead with your question, announcing your company and location.
Yes, good morning, gentlemen. I'm Tomasz Letzer from ING, from Budapest. I just got one question relating to your polymer business in Poland. There were some press reports recently that your partner is going to change its owner soon. How will it impact your business? Would you be a potential seller of your 50% stake in this joint venture to a new company if they want to buy that stake? Thank you.
Of course, this is absolutely too early. Our polymer business, DOP, is our strategic business, so we don't see any reason to dispose this. So far, we don't plan any disposals. And as we know from the Lionel Basel, at least the DOP is treated as a strategic asset, so they don't plan to dispose this either. So basically, we may assume that this joint venture will last for the next period.
So you don't see any changes in the in your contract with your partner?
I don't think so. No.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, this once again star followed by one on your telephone keypad to register a question and the hash or pound key to cancel. The next question comes from the line of Russell Viatra. Please go ahead with your question, announcing your company and location.
Russell Viatra, City. Just a quick question. I'm looking at third Q08 from last year by segment, and the numbers are totally different to what you presented in this quarter. Could you just say a few words? What is the reason behind those changes?
This is included in the financial statement, the definition of the segment. So basically, we changed, according to international accounting standards, we changed the grouping of the particular activities. So I would refer to the page number 11 in the financial statement. So basically, that's why. In the financial statement, if you look into the page 12 and page 13, you can see the changes that related from the restatement perspective. As I said, that was due to international accounting standards, so sorry for this.
So I assume that some part of the refining has been shifted to where? Petchem or retail?
Basically, we shifted from other segments to the refinery, but we can offline we can present to you all the changes we made.
Okay, thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, there are no questions registered at this time. If you do wish to register a question, please press star followed by one on your telephone keypad. The next question comes from the line of Houghton Yazari. Please go ahead with your question, announcing your company and location.
Morning, gentlemen. It's Houghton Yazari at Bank of America Merrill Lynch. Quick question for you regarding your CapEx program. You've obviously been looking at reducing your CapEx program and getting rid of all the non-core investments that you were looking at. In terms of the core investments, can you potentially give us an update on what the timing is like? Is it still along the same timeline that you presented in your strategy presentation, or are you seeing delays as you negotiate downward pricing on can you just give us a feel for when you feel these major projects will come on? Thank you.
First of all, if you look into our strategy presentation, you can see that the average CapEx plan for the next 3 years, that means 2009, 10, and 11, is roughly 3.3 billion Polish zloty. And basically, we confirm this number, and we are acting according to this schedule, basically. So we are continuing the key projects like PACE, PTA, according to the schedule. We delayed some projects, but only a few months, like hydrodesulfurization of diesel or hydrogen unit in PKN, because due to the macro environment, there was no necessity to just finalize at this stage. So those projects will be operational in the first half of next year. So to be honest, we don't see much delays. And I would not say that we heavily reduced the CapEx. Basically, we optimized the CapEx. We still spend quite a significant amount. This is close to 4 billion Polish zlotys. So if you look into our depreciation, which is roughly 2.6 billion Polish zlotys, so you may say that we still invest for the future growth of the company.
Okay, thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Jan Tomani. Please go ahead with your question, announcing your company and your location.
Good morning, gentlemen. It's Jan Tomani from Wooden Company. Sorry, I'm traveling, so I hope you can hear me well. Could I ask you, gentlemen, those of us who participate to the conference call of your small competitor, Local, we learned that they are not really optimistic about the proceeds in the negotiation with the government concerning the disposal of the obligatory crude oil reserves. Would you please elaborate why you, if I understood it correctly, are more optimistic about the development on this field?
Basically, we are in the middle of the we take part in the consultation process.
Mm-hmm.
We consult with Ministry of Economy at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, we see very positive signals from Ministry of Economy perspective. But as I said, Ministry of Economy is going to probably approve the general framework of the new resolution, but this should be approved by the government. So you have mm-hmm. other bodies like Ministry of Finance.
Mm-hmm.
So of course, it's difficult to say at this stage how other ministries are going to react to this. So my positive impression is from the contact with Ministry of Economy,
mm-hmm.
and of course the whole government should approve the whole resolution. So maybe that's why other people are kind of more conservative on this.
Mm-hmm. And could you specify a bit about the timing, to make a picture when this potential legislation could be approved and when you finally could dispose?
And this is of course the key question, because this is not a question of the resolution itself, it's a question of what is going to be included in the resolution, and I would not say that you may expect a kind of one-off to say. So this will be prolonged over the time. So
mm-hmm.
I would not include in 2010 numbers, for example, 5.8 mm-hmm. billion strategic reserves to be taken off our balance sheet. But at least, as I always repeated, our target is to have the resolution in place so that in our cash flow for the next 5 years we can at least reasonably plan those disposals.
Thank you very much for your answer.
There are no more questions registered at this time. I'll hand the conference back to you. We have one question just registered by now by Anton Fedotov. Please go ahead with your question now, announcing your company and location.
Good morning, gentlemen. This is Anton Fedotov from Credit Suisse, Moscow. Thank you very much for the presentation. Can you please give any indication of the potential sale price for Anvil? You mentioned that you have already received at least one offer, which is satisfactory, and and you plan to shortlist the potential buyer?
Thank you for this question, but I'm very sorry I cannot answer this question. Due to the confidentiality of the process, we would like to avoid of destroying the whole process. So sorry, we don't give such indication at this stage.
The next question comes on the line of Gergel Vakoni. Please go ahead with your question, announcing your company and location.
Good morning, gentlemen. This is Gergel Vakoni from Deutsche Bank. A long question on CapEx. I think that the target for this year is still slightly less than 4 billion zlotys, even though in the first 9 months it was only 2.3 billion. Do you expect a significant shoot-up in the fourth quarter, or the annual CapEx figure for this year could be lower than this 4 billion?
I can just confirm between 3.5 and 4 billion. This is our target. If you put a number just in the middle, probably you will not make a big mistake.
Okay, so probably there will be a higher CapEx in the fourth quarter. And the 2010 CapEx should be similar to this year, so somewhere around 3.5 billion, or given the increasing completion rate of PXPTA, 2010 CapEx could be lower than in 2009.
As regards the fourth quarter, of course, there will be slight increases compared to the third quarter, but still much lower than last year. Last year, if you look into the fourth quarter, that was a big number. So second half of this year will be lower than the first half of this year for sure. And as regards 2010, of course, it's too early to say, but I can just repeat what I said, that the average capex for the next 3 years, namely 9, 10, 11, is 3.3, and I can just confirm our strategic goal to be achieved. So basically, it's easy to just calculate that the capex for 2010 should be lower than 2009, then for sure. And of course, the PXPTA project will be still continued in 2010, and kind of the rough spendings for this will be roughly 1 billion Polish zlotys. So that's why 2010 capex will be still slightly higher than 2011, probably, because in 2011 you would not expect these PXPTA projects to be still in the pipeline.
One follow-up question on your divestments. Firstly, which one do you expect to be completed earlier, the divestment of Romgaz or Polkomtel? And with regards to Polkomtel, can you walk us through the potential avenues of your exit, i.e. IPO, strategic sale to a financial investor, etc.?
And of course, at this stage, it's absolutely difficult for me to say which project will be concluded earlier. Of course, those two projects are completely different from the progress perspective, because Anvil, as you can see from our presentation, we are progressing as prepared in the schedule, because we have 85% of this company, so basically this is all in our hands, how the process is going to look like. But of course, the Polkomtel business is subject to agreement with other shareholders as well, so that's why we see some delays in the process. But as regards the kind of interest for the company, you may say that telco business is much easier probably to sell for the reasonable price Polkomtel business versus Anvil. So that's why it's difficult to say the pros and cons of two processes. Our target is, of course, to finalize this in the next year, first quarter next year. But we'll see, this is subject to good offers, of course.
This first quarter of next year, that relates to Anvil, correct?
Anvil and Polkomtel as well. And as regards Polkomtel, we are having two processes parallelly, that means trade sale and IPO, and the decision which process finally is going to be taken by us was not made.
Okay. Is there willingness on behalf of your fellow shareholders in Polkomtel to waive their right of first refusal? This is key to the divestment process, I suppose.
Yes and no. Of course, you should ask those companies, to be honest, because you can hear from PGE, for example, that they are willing to sell the Polkomtel. So it's more the question, not about the right of first refusal, it's more the question which shareholders are going to sell.
Okay. Well, one final question on Anvil. You did disclose the net profit in your financial report, but can you tell us what the EBITDA in the first 9 months was for Anvil and how it compared to the previous year, please?
So, as regards the Anvil, of course, the results are slightly worse than last year. That was due to the fact that the first half was negative from the Spolana perspective, and the first quarter was negative from the comparison with the last year. Negative effect of the fertilizer business. We know that the first quarter was difficult for fertilizer, both in terms of volumes and the margins, so that's why the results are lower than last year. So altogether, the EBIT number for the whole group for the 9 months is more or less on the level of 130 million zlotys.
That's EBIT or
EBITDA? EBIT. EBIT is more or less 250.
Thank you very much.
But as I said, we destroyed by one of items in Spolana in the first half. So that's why I don't believe that this decrease in the EBITDA as compared to the last year will strongly affect the valuation.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, there are no more questions registered at this time. If you do wish to ask a question, please press star followed by one on your telephone keypad. We appear to have no further questions. I'll hand the conference back to you.
Thank you, operator. Thank you very much for your attention and time dedicated to our conference call. The replay facility will be available for your convenience, as well as the MP3 file will be available on our webpage. So if you would like to go through once again through the call. Thank you, operator, and this concludes our conference call.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your participation today. This concludes today's conference, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.